in the language of the New Testament, the period of our earthly life is the time for work. Remember what the Savior said? Now is the time for work. And then comes death, when we can no longer work. John 9:4. In theological language, when we can no longer merit. Even Christ himself, once he expired on Calvary, could no longer merit. It is only mortal human beings during their mortal state who can merit, who can work in such a way as to earn. St. John especially stresses the symbolism of light and darkness, of day and night, in recording what the Savior says about virtue and sin, and the just retribution we shall receive for our conduct in this world. St. Paul teaches the same thing. The lives of all of us, he says, I'm quoting, are to be revealed before the tribunal of Christ, so that each one may receive his recompense, good or bad, according to his life in the body. He therefore enjoins us, quote, to do good to all men, here and now, while we have the opportunity. Galatians 6:10. We've still got more to go on this judgment. Not only does the New Testament tell us we shall be rewarded or punished according to our behavior in this life, but that immediately after death, the particular judgment takes place. By this judgment, a divine sentence is pronounced deciding the eternal destiny of the person who, humanly speaking, has just died. Remember Christ's words on the cross to the good thief? This day, you shall be with me in paradise. And the longest sustained biblical narrative about retribution is the parable of Lazarus, remember, and Dives. Lazarus, we are told, immediately after death, was taken into the bosom of Abraham. And the rich man, who dissipated his wealth, is immediately sent to hell. With death, we are told by St. Paul, the state of faith ceases. And if we've served God well, the state of vision begins. Belief, therefore, in a particular judgment, right after death, is part of the Catholic faith, defined more than once by solemn councils of the Church. Just for the record, before we close, it might be will to note that one of the popes, some 700 years ago, somewhat thoughtlessly, gave a series of sermons in which he said that when we die, we remain unconscious until the end of the world. So that reward and punishment would not follow until the end of time. They were sermons which he gave to an audience of people in the cathedral. Immediately, even 7 centuries ago, the Catholic world was scandalized. From all parts of Europe, letters were sent to the Pope. Look, you cannot say that. The Catholic faith does not believe that when we die, we lapse into a state of unconsciousness. So he set up a commission of theological experts. And they came up with the same conclusion. No. No unconsciousness after death. Immediately after death, God judges us, and we are either rewarded with heaven if we are cleansed from all sin and punishment due to sin, or hell if a person dies estranged from God, or purgatory to cleanse a soul still stained with temporal punishment due to sin. Under the crisis which he provoked, he died under the strain, the Pope. And on his deathbed, he signed a sworn document. When I gave those sermons, isn't this good to hear? When I gave those sermons, I never, never intended to teach ex cathedra. Those were my own private, and as I now know, mistaken opinions. And, would you believe it? Shortly after he signed the document, disclaiming that he meant to teach the Universal Church what he said in those sermons, he died. And right after his death, there was the election of a new pope. Guess whom the cardinals elected? The chairman of the commission, whom the previous pope had appointed to look into the question of what happens when we die. He took the name Benedict the 12th. and his first pontifical act after being elected pope was to make an ex cathedra pronouncement in which he defined solemnly and infallibly that immediately after death, every soul is judged by God. Judged whether it will be saved or condemned. It is known as the famous Benedictine Constitution. This will be the only occasion where I will go into such length to share with you some of the theological history of the Church's teaching. Please God, what we believe and believe with a certitude of our faith that the moment we die, we shall be judged. And once we die, we will never be able to undo the evil we have done in the sense of having a person's mortal sins removed. But what is most consoling, provided we have patiently remained firm in doing good until death, we will no longer have to struggle or be patient or endure. We will immediately receive the just reward of our serving God in this life by our work out of love. And we must use the word, the pay from God for our love is joy with no end. Jesus, you who reveal to us that we will be judged on our conduct in this life, strengthen our faith and deepen our love so that we may serve you faithfully here in order to be rewarded by you eternally hereafter. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.